Hey everyone, it's Adam, and you're listening to the Embrace Podcast. God is doing so many incredible things at all of our physical locations in South Dakota, in Minnesota, and also online. Learn more about Embrace and how to get connected at iamembrace.com. I hope today's message encourages you and inspires you. Let's jump in.
Well, hello, Embrace. How's everybody doing this morning? All right, happy 4th of July. Do you guys like my shirt? I'm doing a little festive. It's not really any red or white, but anyway. Hope you guys are doing well. My name is Becky. I am so thrilled to be with you guys this morning. I am my mom to 4 kids, and actually 5 if you include my husband, Adam. I'm the one, and I say that because I'm the one that keeps him in line. You can see our family right there. We just got back from a vacation, which was interesting. We were in a camper for 10 days. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. 6 people, got a little interesting. But anyway, I am the one who keeps him in line. I have to bring him back to reality sometimes. He needs someone like that in his life. And basically, you are all welcome for keeping him coming back every single Sunday, because I'm not sure if he'd be here every week if it wasn't for me. And seriously, even since today is the 4th of July, I need to lay the law down, because he gets a little crazy with fireworks. And if you have heard some of his stories before, you will know that basically he's lucky to be alive. So, with that, we are in week 5 of a series called Behind the Music. And I'm not sure who your favorite band is, but one of my, I'd say, top 5 favorites is Imagine Dragons. And I have a ton of their songs downloaded. They're a band that's a playlist on my phone, just them, like one of them, just one of my playlists, is solely dedicated to their music. And I like to run, so I base a lot of my songs I choose off of ones that I can run to. So I need ones that I can, that have a good beat, that you can run to, that are gonna kind of pump you up and get you going. I can't have these slow ones. And they give you that little edge you need to finish a workout. And a couple years ago, actually, Adam and I were able to go to one of their concerts, which I was super, super excited about. Maybe you guys went there as well. And again, I just need to clarify, this man is my husband. If you were wondering who this mysterious man is without a beard, he's not just some random guy, okay? I promise. It should have been a great day. They are one of my favorite bands, and I was going to hear a lot of my favorite songs. But that same day, though, we received just some horrible news, and we felt really betrayed by some people big time. We had a group of close friends just kind of walk out of our lives. And honestly, it's one of the hardest things that we've ever gone through. Just felt like a punch in the gut. And maybe you guys know how that feels too. And it was painful. And here we are trying to go to this concert and enjoy it, which it was a pretty amazing concert. We were getting into all the songs and singing and all that kind of stuff. But in the back of my mind was this painful experience, and I just couldn't get rid of it. And funny enough, the song of theirs that we're going to be talking about today is Believer, which is actually a song about pain. Listen to the lyrics of the chorus. I'm not going to sing it for you, though, so you can thank me for that later. I'm going to save that for car trips when I'm by myself or in front of my dogs, because basically I can do anything in front of them and they still love me. But let's look at the lyrics to the song. Pain, you made me a believer. Believer. Pain, you break me down and build me up. Believer, believer. Pain, oh, let the bullets fly, oh, let them rain. My life, my love, my drive, it came from pain. You made me a believer, believer. And again, just listen maybe a little bit closer here. Pain, it made me a believer. My life, my love, my drive, it came from pain. You made me a believer. I had no idea at first that they were saying pain. I honestly, when I listened to the song, I couldn't tell you what they were saying. They scream that word and then they start singing again. So luckily, Lindsay sang that for you guys just a couple minutes ago, and you can understand what she says. But pain, it hurts, doesn't it? And when I am experiencing it, there is no thought in my mind that something good is going to come from it. I'm not going to see any sort of benefit to my pain. It's one of those things that's uncomfortable that we had tried to avoid at all costs. It hurts, and you might not know what to do with it. The hard part is we live in a world, an imperfect world, and at different points in our lives, we are going to experience pain. It's just a given. So what do you do with your pain? When you experience pain, there are two different directions you can go. The pain is either going to make you bitter, or the pain is going to make you better. Which one would you rather be? Would you rather be bitter because of the pain that you have been through, or would you rather be better? Of course, I think we would all rather be better. Maybe you are going through some sort of health crisis right now, or maybe your marriage is in a tough spot. Maybe you've been betrayed by someone who you thought was a close friend. Maybe you've made some bad decisions, and now you're dealing with the aftermath of that. Whatever kind of pain you have been through or are going through, again, it's going to make us bitter or it's going to make us better. And sometimes becoming bitter is what we gravitate towards more. So let's look at how to choose to be better. The verses that we are going to look at for today are in 2 Corinthians, they're in the first chapter. And as Paul begins this letter to the Corinthians, he is praising God and telling them about a time of horrible persecution that he's been through. And if you've read about Paul before, you'll know that he's been through plenty of pain and persecution. And this just blows my mind. He had been through this painful experience, but he came out of it praising God. He knows something about what it is like to walk through pain and come out better on the other side. So in these verses, Paul shows us kind of a process of how to deal with pain. Let's look at verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and source of all comfort. First, we need to sit in the pain. This doesn't mean by yourself, but take some time to sit in the pain with God. You can bring your pain to God because he is our source of all comfort. You can acknowledge your pain and you can share with God how you are doing. You can feel your pain. And think about this for a second. What do you do the moment you feel your pain? Or what is your first reaction to pain? Do you numb yourself right away so you don't feel its effects? Or do you ignore it and pretend like it's not even happening? Or do you mask your pain with something else, just pretending that everything is fine? We usually don't want to sit with it. And when you are hurting, it will not make it better by denying it. If you are feeling pain, listen to this. That means you are living. You are alive. And this is good news because as long as you are still breathing, God is not done with you yet. And it's a good thing to feel your feelings too, because that is the first step in the process or in processing your pain. And as much as it hurts to admit that you are feeling the pain, we need to do it. And you can ask Jesus to meet you right in the middle of it. This is where the transformation happens. Have you noticed on social media, especially on Instagram, that people will use filters on their pictures. And sometimes filters can make us look better. They can kind of get rid of the flaws, or they can make us look like something else completely. And a side note here, I think these filters are so funny. I'll take pictures like this and I'll send them to Adam, and he hates them. So it's kind of my form of harassment, maybe, say, to harass him and send him these. But anyway, I think that's funny. But it kind of hides what is really there. And so I think it is the same way we think we need to portray ourselves to God. We think that he wants something that looks good and is perfect. So we try and hide the painful things that might not be good. Or maybe we think we need to filter things before we bring them to him. That's not the case. It doesn't have to be pretty. I want to tell you right now, he wants the real and raw you. I was listening to a podcast once, and the guest, Dr. Terry Wardle, talked about coming before God in an uncensored way. I love that. He wants all of our pain and wants all of us. And we don't like to just sit in the pain. Instead, sometimes we'll numb it. And how do we typically do this? It could be any type of addiction, whether it is drugs, alcohol, relationships, maybe social media, maybe working too much. You could be so used to going to something else to numb your pain that you might not even realize that you're in pain. And I know I've done this before. And we can choose to run to one of these things, or we can choose to sit in the pain and receive the comfort that we will only find from God. Because isn't that what we're really looking for? Is comfort and relief from the pain? And we're not going to find it anywhere else other than in him. And that is why we should choose his way to sit in the pain and deal with it. Let's look at what Paul says next. Verses 8 and 9, we think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. But in fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead. After sitting in the pain, we need to walk through the pain. We are meant to move forward. We can't stay in a place of holding on to the pain forever. It's hard, and maybe sometimes we don't know how to move forward. They stopped relying on themselves and started relying on God. And moving forward is going to require us to rely on God so we don't get stuck. We are going to have to step out and take some steps towards healing from the pain. That might be talking with a trustworthy friend or someone who is a comforting presence. And you might need to find a counselor or someone who is professionally trained to deal with your pain. And for me, this has been huge. A couple years ago, I didn't even want to do counseling. I didn't think I needed it. I was just kind of being prideful and just was like, it's not for me. And I just didn't want to admit that I needed help. And sometimes it means facing the consequences of bad choices that you have made. It might be mourning the loss of someone or something. And we need to process it and deal with it so we can move forward. And it might be small steps, and that's okay. At least you're going to be moving forward. It might be letting go of it over and over again. It's not always easy. I find myself needing to do this multiple times. I always have to say to Jesus, Lord, please take this hurt that I am holding on to again. And if you are still struggling after this,
You need to remember what Paul says, that the God you are relying on is the same one who brings the dead back to life. He can bring life to whatever feels dead in our lives. That is what pain can feel like, a loss or a death of something. But this is what our God specializes in, taking dead things and bringing them back to life. And you can believe that he will do it because it's exactly what Jesus did with his pain. He died a horrible death on the cross and brought life from where there was pain and death. And he can do that in your life too. You will be able to walk through the pain with God. Finally, let's look at what else Paul says. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. So after sitting in the pain and walking through the pain, we then can use the pain. That means sharing what you have learned and applying it. God comforts us in our pain, so then we can go and comfort others. And God can work through you, and you can be part of someone else's healing process. And not only can you be used by God, but the specific pain that you have experienced might be a gift to someone else. And just note that it's not going to be overnight. It may take some time. But when you have allowed God in, sat with the pain, and healed, what you have been through gives you experience and wisdom. You might be the only person who understands what someone else is going through, and you can identify with them. I have found that the pain I've experienced, it makes me more empathetic to those who are going through similar things. I am passionate about certain things because of the pain that I have experienced. I am passionate about friendships, female friendships, real and authentic friendships that have depth to them, because I've experienced what it's like to lose friends or feeling like I wasn't cool enough. And I know what it is like to try and be friends with someone, but then kind of only getting like on a surface level with them, and then eventually feeling rejected because they don't initiate anymore, and then I don't, and then we lose touch completely. And I'm also passionate about being encouraging to other people and being careful with the words I speak, because I know how powerful words are and how much they can hurt. In high school, I was let go from a job at a restaurant after like 2 weeks, and the reason why was because, or the owner told me that basically he didn't think I was waitress material. And to me, that just basically told me, or I guess I felt like he was telling me that I wasn't good enough. I've seen what Jesus has done through my pain, and I have let him take it and make me better with it, and I want others to know that good can come from it. And you have to believe that your pain can be used to make you better. And it's not going to seem like it when you're going through it, but just hold on to that thought in the back of your mind when you're going through a hard season. Because no pain we are experiencing seems like it will make us better when we are in the thick of it. We need to rely on Jesus and trust that he has it under control. Then we can use our pain to help make others better. Again, we have two different directions that we can go. Our pain is either going to make us bitter, or our pain is going to make us better. And if we don't want to become bitter, we're going to have to work through our pain. But what would our lives look like if we became better instead of bitter? I could see some of us becoming world changers because of the pain that we have experienced. And look at the things that you are passionate about. Did it come from the pain? Then use it. I remember back when I was pregnant with my firstborn, Hudson, and being a first-time mom, I was super excited to be a mom, and I just thought it was going to be this great time, and everything was just going to be, you know, roses and butterflies and whatever else. But it didn't turn out that way, actually. After having him, I was a mess. My emotions were everywhere, and I just found it really hard to take care of him. And I remember one evening, I was sitting, and he was crying in his crib, and I just got so angry that he wouldn't stop crying. And I didn't understand why I felt that way. Here I was supposed to be like living out one of these dreams that I had had for a long time, becoming a mom. And I honestly just wanted to stay in bed and hide under the covers. And what I found out later was I was dealing with postpartum depression. And dealing with that made me realize that I probably did struggle with depression before that, but the postpartum just really brought it to the surface. And eventually, after having my two boys, I started taking an antidepressant, and that's really helped things, but it hasn't completely fixed it. And there still are times when I go through really hard, really hard seasons. And I'll just feel sad for no reason and it won't go away. And it's really hard to get out of bed when you feel like that. And if any of you have experienced this before, you know that it's painful, or maybe you've had someone you know that it has experienced this before. I mean, you know it's painful. And then when it lasts longer and longer and longer, it honestly gets to the point where you just don't even want to be around anymore. And I've asked Jesus many, many times if he would heal me from this. But it hasn't happened yet. So I've had to make a choice. Am I going to choose to be bitter or better? And I've had to choose to rely on Jesus, because with him I can't. Without him I can't do it. And I'll have to ask him to help me get through the day sometimes. It's literally a daily thing. But as I've been walking through this, I've just realized that I can use my pain and I can use my story to kind of help bring hope to other people and point them towards Jesus, people that are struggling with the same thing. And this is something that I have become passionate about. The pain that I have dealt with, I've turned it around and used it to help bring hope to other people. And I can point people to Jesus because of the comfort that he has given me in my worst times. And this, even though I still struggle with it, this has made it worth it for me, just to know that I can help other people. And I just want you to know that he can do the same thing in your lives as well. He can turn it around and he can make it worth something. He can help you minister to other people who are struggling with the same thing. But the thing is, we need to let him in, and we need to let him heal us so that we can be a blessing to other people. That's the thing. You got to let him in. Like, you can't ignore it. You can't deny it. You got to let him in and let him deal with it. And that means, again, you're going to have to feel it. And going back to what the song says, maybe your pain can help make you a believer. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for each one of these people here. I just ask that you would, whatever pain we might be going through right now or have gone through, Lord, I pray that we would just hand it over to you. I pray that we would realize that we don't have to hold on to it, Lord, because it's just going to make us bitter if we hold on to it. I know sometimes we don't want to let go, Lord, because maybe we don't trust you with it, or maybe we think maybe payback or something like that. But I pray that we would give it to you, that we would heal,
and we would trust you that you will do something with it. Lord, help us be better because of our pain so that we can reveal you to others. And just ultimately, Lord, would it just grow us closer to you? In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If this message moved you in any way, be sure to subscribe to the podcast to never miss your dose of encouragement. You can also follow us on social media with the handle @IamEmbrace. Again, we are thrilled you took the time to join us today. And if you live anywhere near one of our locations in South Dakota and Minnesota, we would love to have you join us in person. You can find out more and start a conversation at IamEmbrace.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great week.